Hey, you're back early. How did the date go? What do you mean? I thought this is only your third date. He ghosted you? I thought you were going to his place. How would he disappear from that? Seriously, he didn't even have the guts to tell you himself and called security on you? That's just ridiculous. I'm so sorry to hear it was a bust. People might seem nice, but some things like personality. You have to get to know them more before you can tell. I mean, it's not like you know the person even after chatting with them for a few weeks before meeting up. That guy sounds like a crazy. Fuck, hold on, we gotta restart that. Hey, you're back early. How did the date go? Oh, what do you mean? I thought this is only your third date. He ghosted you? I thought you were going to his place. How did he disappear from that? Seriously, he didn't even have the guts to tell you himself and just called security on you? That's just ridiculous. Sorry to hear it was a bust. People might seem nice, but some things, like personality, you have to get to know them before you can tell. I mean, it's not like you know the person even after chatting with them for a few weeks before meeting up. That guy sounds like a crazy. Yeah, sure, grab a beer if you want. I'm working my way through a 6-pack. Oh, maybe it's my 2nd or 3rd pack. Fuck, I don't know anymore. I might be a little drunk. I lost count after the first few. I started drinking just after you left this afternoon. But I'm still not drunk enough. Because I don't want to fucking think about you. Shit. Inside voice. Too late now, I guess. How can I explain it? It seems like every other night you're just going out with some guy. They don't work out, and you come back here. And I listen to you talk about what went wrong. But you don't see it. I'm right here waiting for you. Of course you didn't know. It's not like anyone ever notices me. I'm always a background guy. I want it to be that way, but sometimes it really sucks. It can be patient, but maybe you won't notice till I say something, so I'm saying something now. Yes, I know you're into taking charge and being dominant, and what I'm saying is I like to give up control to someone I trust. I'll admit it. I have a soft spot for the sweet romantic stuff, but it doesn't always have to be like that. This isn't a joke. Oh my god. This has to be the worst reveal ever. I lay out my feelings to you and you just think I'm kidding. What do I have to do? It's not ruining our friendship. I don't care, you idiot. It's just killing me watching you there all the time. It's even worse when you bring the guys back here. Did you know the walls are so thin here? I can hear you even if I'm on the other floor. I kind of know your personality because we've been living together for a while now, and I just can't help overhearing when you're with other guys. So I also know what you enjoy. Well, like I said before, I know you are usually the dominant person in the relationship. You used to be called sir. You like it when your boy is affectionate and when he takes care of you after a long day. Let me show you what I know about you. Can I help take your jacket off, sir? I can give you a bit of a massage to relax you. I know you like it when you have a boy worshipping your body, sir. I love the feel of your strong shoulders under my hands. Your muscles are a little tight. Just try to relax while I rub your shoulders to get those knots worked out. There you go. Much better. Now, down your strong arms. Those amazing biceps. You know, I've always had a fascination with your hands. Your long, elegant fingers. Watching you type on your laptop or play a riff on your guitar. These fingers are so graceful. I fantasized about resting my head on your solid chest. And playing with that little dusting of hair on your belly. That leads down to your jeans. It's such a tempting, fuzzy trail. May I help you out of your jeans? Turn around, and I'll get these down for you, sir. and you can step out of them. Oh my god, your ass is so fucking perfect. And your cock. Please, let me have your cock. I want... Yes, I'm sure I want this. I want us to be a thing. I told you. I don't mind if there's no going back. Do whatever you want with me. Yes, sir. I'll strip right now. 2 seconds and I'll... Just... Fuck. Oh, yes. Please, sir. Pit me against the wall. I want you to be rough with me. Make me beg for your cock. I want to be a good boy for you. And take care of you, sir. I want to stroke your cock. I want to hold it in my mouth. My hot, wet mouth. I want to suck it. Feel it grow in my mouth. Please, sir. Let me have your cock. Thank you, sir. Choke me with your cock. No. Don't push me away, sir. I'm so hard for you. Just sucking you off makes me so hard. Please, sir. Please fuck me. Bend me over this couch right here, right now. Please, fill me with your cock. I need it so bad. Fuck. Ah, you're so big. Oh, fuck. Fuck me. Corrupt me. Take my ass. I want to feel all of you. Oh, fuck. Sir, can I touch myself? Fuck. Please. I'm so close, sir. Please. No? Fuck. Your hand feels so good. Fuck me harder. Oh, God. Shit. Could you tighten your grip on me, sir? Oh, that twisting motion. Fuck yeah. Oh, God. Fuck, you're so big. Oh, you're so deep inside of me. Oh, shit, I'm gonna fucking... Oh, fuck. Holy shit. I know you don't do much of the romantic stuff, but hold me a while, sir. So, the longer the waiting, the sweeter the fuck. I'm glad I'm done waiting for you now.